From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terrorist attack in Tel Aviv, which killed four and wounded five. Police captured the man Thursday in the West Bank town of Yatta. Meanwhile, Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. Isaac Herzog is the head of Israel's opposition Labor Party.
These were terrorists who came to kill citizens and frighten Israelis and try to break their life cycle. And that's why we are here in Sarona, to show that life continues as usual and we will not give up and we will never be deterred by terror.
The army says it is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank with a deployment of an additional two battalions. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State group is back in the country facing terrorism charges. Mohammed Jamal Kawis will be charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An Africa Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake the region west of the Euphrates River, currently held by the Islamic State. The French news agency says troops are restricted to advisory and training roles. This is VOA News.